On New York Institute of Technology Week, HIV testing needs to go where the laboratory cannot. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Azar Ilyas, Assistant Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering, examines a new handheld method to do just that.
Despite advances in treatment, HIV remains one of the world's most serious health challenges. Nearly 5,000 people are infected with HIV each day. The majority of these cases come from low-income, resource-poor countries where laboratory infrastructure for conventional testing is in short supply. Providing easy access to testing is key to reducing HIV prevalence. In fact, the World Health Organization has declared an urgent need for a reliable, handheld, point-of-care and low-cost HIV detection device in resource-scarce regions. Combining biomedical engineering, nanoscience, and nanotechnology, my work aims to develop a device that uses highly sensitive, refrigeration-free microchip technology to detect HIV in healthcare settings. Currently, HIV diagnosis requires an expensive machine called a flow cytometer, which requires a trained technician. Additionally, reagents used during this process require cold chain transportation and reliable refrigeration, increasing the cost per test. There may be an easier, cost-effective way. Because most diseases originate at molecular and cellular levels, nanotechnology can help us investigate the presence of potentially fatal diseases at very small scale. My research aims to design and develop novel micro and nano devices to sense and characterize important biomarkers. With a finger prick blood sample, optical detection using a low-cost porous silicon-based microchip device could efficiently measure ultra-low concentrations of HIV-related proteins. Early detection of HIV improves outcomes for patients and reduces risks of transmission. If successful, this research will help advance global efforts to manage HIV and may lead to point-of-care diagnostic devices for other diseases.
That was Azar Ilyas of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.